Hi, is this Guy?
It is.
Hi, Guy. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah.
Hi, I was following up with you. I had you on my list of check-ins, basically. I remember I had a conversation with you about 2 months ago about the online listings. I knew you were doing Home Advisor and you were doing Google Ads at the time. And you said you wanted me to kind of circle back with you and see how things were going.
What exactly do y'all do?
We're premier Google partners. So we do Google Places placements. Those are the ones just under the ads that are on a flat rate. You don't have to pay per click or call or lead for that matter. So I was telling you, I'm pretty sure it would save you a lot of money between clicks and lead fees that you're investing on Home Advisor and Google Ads. But you kind of want to see
what's the difference? What's the difference between you guys and that logical position?
The difference between us and Google Ads?
No, logical position.
Mm-hmm. That's the company that you're working with?
No, that's a company that keeps calling me as well about that they're a Google, something certified Google too or something.
Let me see. Logical Position. I haven't heard of them in particular. I am on their website now. Let me review. Don't want to answer it unless I give you the right answer. Okay, so it does state that they are a... Actually, the partner directory says that they're not in the Google Partner program. So it looks like they would be offering similar services, though. It looks like it's digital marketing. What's prevented you from moving forward with that company to this point?
I'm just not sure who's legit and who's not anymore, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. So there's a badge on their site and our site that'll tell you it when they're a premier Google partner or just a regular Google partner, meta partner, right? That's something that you want to look for. Usually people who have the Google partnership, it's a legitimate business, but there will be different ones. There's quite a few Google partners, and there's only a handful of them that are premier. Yeah, so there's a lot of different ones. But your success for your individual company is really going to be based on who you work with, right? Success on the Internet is all about working with the right company. And I think the reason that they keep following up with you and I keep following up with you is because you're using things that use this type of service, right? Like we offer Google Ads, but we host the ads for the business. So that way you don't have to worry about hosting it or if it's being maintained properly. It allows you to focus your time and your efforts on your company and your reviews. Home Advisor uses Google and Google Ads to get the leads that they sell to you. But they also sell the lead to a few other people, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get the job or not. So what
I only use Google now. But
okay.
I'm trying to figure out about getting into something else. I just don't know who or what, you know?
Right. So the problem that I found and the reason that I put you on my list to continue to follow up with you is because Home Advisor – is a system, like I'm saying, you know, they're using this already.
I don't use Home Advisor.
Okay. So you're not doing Google Ads or Home Advisor anymore?
I do. I use Google Ads. I don't use Home Advisor.
Okay. Gotcha. Good that you don't use Home Advisor. But Google Ads, not to bash Google Ads, right? But there is a difference. We're a Google partner, so obviously I'd never bash Google Ads. It's one of the best forms of advertising under the sun to date. But what happens if you're not maintaining it properly, you can wind up spending money on clicks that aren't actually resulting in business for you. And then you have this dynamic where you have money going out, but not the return on investment coming in, right?
Right.
So the reason Google has this partner program is because you have a Google certified technician dedicated to your account to make sure that you are seeing the return on investment. The reason they want that is because if you're not seeing return on investment from it not being maintained properly, Google's going to lose you as a customer. You're eventually going to stop doing Google Ads, right? Because you're not making money. You're just spending money. So having a Google partner maintain the account for you, it's like hiring somebody in-house to monitor it, making sure that it's working properly all the time. It's like you have an employee that's just dedicated to making sure that this is working and that you're getting a consistent flow of calls and jobs. And Google wants that because obviously if you keep making money, you'll keep investing with them and coming back as a long-term customer.
So how does that work then? I still pay Google? I just pay you guys? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're already a Google partner, so we'll set up your account. You would pay the account through us, but obviously the money is going to go to Google, and you're going to have a tracking system that's going to print out and show you every dollar and cent that's being spent and how it's being spent. So that way you have tangible, evidence of return on investment and what we're doing here.
So I don't pay, so Google doesn't withdraw pay per click out of my account monthly no more?
No, we would have the monthly withdrawal and then Google would take it from our company.
So how does that work with you guys then if it's not pay per click? What is it, a set monthly rate? How does that
exactly
work?
Yeah, it's just one flat monthly rate. So you know what you're spending. You won't get charged per lead or click or call, but you won't actually show in the ad section. You'll be just underneath the ad section. There's a map that pops up, and then there's only three guys recommended to the community as a verified local business. So you still get all the credibility of having an ad and being recommended by Google, but you won't have that pay-per-click scenario.
Oh, so I won't have my ad or sponsorship or whatever on the page anymore?
No, it'll still be listed as a top recommended, and they'll still know you're working with Google and a Google partner, but it's just going to be one spot underneath it. The Google ads are pay-per-click, and what I want to show you is you'll see even a higher return on investment. Most people lean towards these guys down here rather than the ads because they know that those ads are pay-per-click. And they know that those ads could be somebody that's like 100 miles away from them.
Right.
Right? These local listings are covering a 55-mile radius around you already. So there's a lot of money that you would be spending on clicks with your Google ad that you wouldn't be spending with this. Does that make sense?
So what's the monthly fee then?
The monthly cost for it would be $4.99.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I could also put you on a promotional rate just to kind of show and prove, if you want to go on a month-to-month basis, I can get you started at $299.
I spend like $1,200 a month with Google.
I
know. So you're going to do the same or better for $300 a month?
Well, that's getting your foot in the door for only a 50 to 55 mile radius. Your Google ad's going to cost you that much because of how much ground you're covering. Makes sense?
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you're getting consistent exposure with this guy. The Google ads rotate. You'll notice sometimes you'll do a search, you see your ad up there. Sometimes you do a search, you don't see your ad up there.
Right.
Right? So with this, you're always up there, but you're only covering a 50 to 50 mile radius. Right?
Okay, so can you email me some stuff?
Oh, yeah, I could do you one better. I could send you a text. These listings are exclusive, though. That's the difference. So your Google ads, you could sign up for the Google ads whenever. You don't have to have a spot open to do that. The Google Places guys, there's only three of you that show, and we can only put somebody up there when there's a spot open. So that's why I was reaching out to you today is we
so
have a spot
other,
open.
Who's the other two? Who's the other two in the spot?
Here, let me pull it up. You're going to have 15 different keywords, by the way. So you can hand select the keywords that you're listed for, but we do 15 at a time. So for major demolition, we have Clark Land Clearing. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're a little smaller,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he doesn't do any demolition work, though. Does land clearing.
Right, but he has himself up there in the demolition keyword. So he's trying to get exposure for demolition jobs.
Gotcha.
Makes sense. He wants those opportunities too. And then there's Gather Concrete and Masonry.
I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, it says they're... Here, let me click on their listing. It says they service Crystal River and nearby areas. Yeah. They've only been around for 3 years, it says. About the same time, actually, as they had on your Google listing. Your Google reviews are amazing. I know once we put it up there, it's going to make a huge difference for you. And then, obviously, there is another company, SMG, who said that they were interested in being up there for demolition. But we tried to reach out to those guys prior to reaching out to you, and we weren't able to get a hold of them. They had, like, an answering service, and we need to handle this at the principal level. We got to get to the business owner. We don't let the managers or other guys make decisions on this if it's business expense. So you said you're doing about $1,200 a month with Google?
I do.
Okay. If I could get you similar production and prove it to you at $299, I mean, is this something that you could see a value in giving a shot? Because if what I'm anticipating actually happens, and I'm really confident, like I said, I see what these guys are doing and their numbers. If I level the playing field and bring those reviews that you have to the forefront, I'm pretty sure you'd probably do better than them. You look like the more reputable business, and it would probably end up saving you about $900 every month. Right. And last time I spoke with you, it was Google and Home Advisor, but I'm happy that you got rid of the Home Advisor program. That they're kind of a scam.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're a ripoff. They got my dad for $3,500, actually. I had to talk my dad into doing the Google listing. He's 62. I had to talk him into it, and he wanted to try the Home Advisor thing, and he said, oh, they pre-screen it, and they send it over to my phone, and I go, okay, but you don't even text message. And then, you know, little did he know, after 2 weeks, they had ran up his bill a couple thousand dollars. And leads that he didn't even know were being sent to his phone. He wasn't getting the notifications. He's just not really a texter. He was born in 60. So, you know, I mean, now that he's on the first page, we don't have those problems, though, because you're not getting charged per lead or per click or per call. You know, it's just that one flat
monthly. So what are y'all called, then? I mean, what's your business called?
It's called Local Splash. L-O-C-A-L. Yeah, Local Splash. We've talked to you quite a few times, actually. The first time we spoke with you was in May of 21. And then again in May of 22, you spoke with the lady Lulu for a while here. Looks like you guys had like a 30-minute conversation back at that time. But pretty much every time a spot opens up, we try to revisit the conversation with you.
I've just been burned a couple times, and so
no, I understand, especially with Home Advisor, and that's why I'm not asking you to marry me. I understand that. You know, I know the last time I spoke with you, you were using that system, you canceled it, and you're already doing Google Ads now. So that's why I'm saying we could go month to month, and I'll give you the lowest rate that I can, and this is just a show and prove opportunity. You know what I mean? We'll go 30 days at a time. If you're not happy with it, you could fire me, but I'm going to do the best I can to put ourselves in position to work together long-term. Nobody's getting rich off $299. I'm interested in developing a long-term business relationship with you. And the only way that's going to happen is if we make you money.
Gotcha.
So, is this something that you could see a value in giving a shot? That way I could prove it to you?
Can you call me tomorrow?
If the listing's available, I mean, it just became available about 30 minutes ago, and then I spoke with one other guy before you. We tried to make a call to, what was it? What were they called? SMG?
SMG?
Yeah.
And then John Garrett.
Yeah, but we weren't able to get a hold of him. He has, like, some kind of secretary, and we told her that we needed to speak to the person that handles the online listings at the principal level, and she kind of refused to transfer the call, so I guess he's focused on work for the day. But we can't put a listing on a hold. Google basically tells us not to hold the spots, just kind of move down the list on a first-come, first-served basis. That's the only way it's fair. Because otherwise, you know, if I just try to wait for the guy, like SMG, they got like 300 Google reviews, you know, and they're almost all five-star. So if I just try to wait for the big wig, you know, we might be waiting, you know, 2-3 weeks before we actually have the conversation with them. They say, hey, you know, just go down the list and give even the smaller guys a chance if they qualify, you know. So that's how we came to this conversation. So, I mean, if it's available.
What do you do? Send me an email, or how does that work?
No, so I would create the listing, and you already have a Google Business profile, so we would just submit it for verification for the placement. You already have your own website and everything. So it would literally just be create the account, submit the payment, submit the profile. We'd do a client interview with you tomorrow. It would take about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit more. But and then once the client interview is completed, you know, you've already verified, you know, we can go ahead and slap you up there, and we got a 30-day waiting list until the next bill. So we want to try to gather as much as we can from those other platforms, list you as correctly and accurately as possible, and just try to outbeat whatever you have invested into Google Ads. We can see your Google Ads, by the way. So we'll know exactly what we're competing against, and we'll be able to show you in the tracking system what's coming from what we set up specifically and what's coming from them. So that way you're not getting the customers competing.
That's what I'm saying. So what do I pay tomorrow? Do you get everything going and I pay tomorrow? How does that work?
Well, we would secure it today. If you wanted to take it off the board and commit to 30 days, I would secure it with you now, and then we'll get the client interview going for tomorrow.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to take it off the board, though. So that's how we take it off the board. Once a guy commits to at least 30 days, then it's yours. We take it off the board. It's not going to anybody else.
Oh.
Yep. So if you're doing land clearing and demolition, we'll be able to cover both those aspects. Like I said, there's 15 different keyword terms or phrases, so we could get really specific too. I don't know if you do any kind of clean outs or post-construction cleanup.
I don't. Just land clearing and demolition.
No post-construction cleanup or anything like that?
Nah. Just mostly demolition, truthfully.
Yeah, we'll customize it. So that's the whole point of the client interview, is we want to customize it geographically and by the keyword, kind of like your Google Ads. But we have the analytics system, you know, same as the Google Ads. We can actually see which ones are getting the most traffic for this particular spot on the page. And that way we're not playing the guessing game on how we're going to get your phone ringing with qualified customers from this area.
Mm-hmm. I tried it one time. Why not?
Yeah, you'll love it. Like I said, if you could do anything with Google Ads or that Home Advisor listing, and this would be a great fit for you. We also do bring other things to the table, too. So you'll get on the first page of Bing with this because they use this section on Google to recommend their top customers. So that's a whole other search engine that you'd be adding. You're also on Amazon Alexa voice search results, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages. So we're not going to have all your eggs in one basket. You know, the idea here is to use all the tools at our disposal to make as much money and offset the investment as we can.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to create the business profile. I'm going to verify some information with you. What's your last name, guy?
Job, J-O-B-E.
Okay. And you're the sole owner, right? You didn't have a partner or anything?
I mean, my wife.
Yeah, she's the real boss, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, no, he said no. I'm newly married, so I already admit to that. I'm like, oh, man. I actually just got married August 28th, and we have two little boys.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah, I'm just over a month in, but we had the little guys beforehand, so.
My wife's great, but she don't have nothing to do with the business.
Oh, I hear you. Okay, I just wanted to know, just in case if somebody called in, you know, I had them down on the caller ID system here. We know what business they're affiliated with. Are you still at the 6459 West Seven Rivers Drive?
I am.
Okay, do you want me to hide this address on Google?
It don't make a shit to me. Whatever you want to do.
I'll remove it. I'm pro Second Amendment myself. I don't want anybody showing up to my house uninvited, and I'm pretty sure you just go out to them. They don't need to be coming to you in the first place. So, what's your business email address, guy?
citrus_demolition@yahoo.com.
Demolition@yahoo.com. Okay, and that came back as valid. Okay, and I do have some hours of operation for you already on your Google Business profile that we're going to submit. I just want to confirm. So I got 6 to 7 on Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I got Saturday 9 to 4 and Sunday closed.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll leave those the same. And you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I do cash and check. I don't do card, but I need to get into the card.
Okay. Yeah, it's very convenient to have the card. If you do add it, I'll send you my number right now. Just let me know, and then I could also add that as a feature. And then you don't do any kind of online estimates, right? So all your estimates are done on-site?
They are.
Okay. All right, perfect. Let me just confirm. All right, perfect. And then I'm going to be your go-to guy. I'll be walking you through this. So I'm going to be your account lead. Like I said, success on the internet is all about working with the right people. So feel free to communicate. I think we do a pretty good job of communicating so far. I think we understand each other pretty well, so I think that's going to help our success a lot. But what I want to tell you is I'm a very straightforward person, okay? You don't got to hold back with me, okay? If you want something done quickly, yeah, let me know what it is. We get it done, okay? It's as simple as that. No questions or dumb questions. Anything that you want transparency or clarity on, don't hesitate to ask, okay? I always say our educated clients are our happiest ones because they know what we're doing back here. It doesn't just look like a bill, okay? All right, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers, guy?
What is it?
Can you accept... Oh, you know, you said you don't accept card, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I need to get set up for it, but I don't really have a lot of people that have.
Yeah, well, when you don't have it on your Google Business profile, so... Yeah, I mean, that kind of implies to them, go get either cash or check or have it ready when it comes that time. So I don't think you'll have that problem, and that's the benefit of having a very accurate online listing is that it kind of makes that transition pretty smooth for the most part. People aren't calling you for no nonsense, and when it comes time to pay you, they already know how to pay you, so you can cruise through those things. What you just want to focus on is the job and getting good reviews and getting the job done right so you don't got to go back again.
Right.
Yep. All right. So we have the online listing verified. For a client interview, like I said, it usually takes about 30 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What's a good time where we can do the client interview?
I would say the earlier the better because I'm going to a mudbogging event tomorrow.
Okay.
So I would say.
You think 10 a.m.?
8 or 9 o'clock in the morning because I'm going to be driving.
Oh, man. I have a 10 to 11.
It's like a 2.5 hour away. Huh?
I have a 10 to 11.
You can try 10 o'clock.
Okay. I'll send you a text around, an hour before just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. But it's not like I need you in front of a computer or anything like that. We're just going to ask you basic knowledge information, and I'll already have some keyword recommendations ready for you.
Where are you located?
We're in Newport Beach, California, Orange County.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're right by Disneyland, and obviously Google's right next to us here.
Oh.
Yeah, we're only a five-minute drive from the Google headquarters. Right. So I sent you the invitation to your email, and then like I said, I'm going to send you a text message 1 hour before that client interview just to confirm that it's still a good time for you.
All
right. And then the last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment and take the listing off the board for Citrus Demolition and Land Clearing. In terms of securing that first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, guy?
Visa card.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both.
Okay, so let me go ahead and update this. And is the billing address...
I'm going to be pretty pissed I pay you if you guys don't do shit for me.
I would be very pissed myself. I can promise you that's not going to happen. Like I said, we're not getting rich on $299. I would actually lose money if we lost you after the first month. So
yeah.
I'm banking on this working and turning into something long-term as well. Okay. And then, is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
It is.
Okay. We've already sent that verification letter, but I just want to make sure it's the same. And then, there are 16 digits on the front of this card. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4013 8813 8800 8800 0187 0187 6780 6780.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0926
09 of 26, and 3-digit code on the back?
802.
802. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification, and you'll be good to go until our client interview tomorrow morning. Okay? Can you hear me, Guy?
I can.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your company?
Citrus Demolition and Land Clearing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Guy Joe Manager.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
And are you an authorized user on the card that you just gave me?
I am.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from my company and your customers?
I am.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google certified representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay, I already know what you're currently doing. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, let me know so I can make sure that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have with us. Make sense?
Right. Okay.
You shouldn't need anything else to shoot you straight. I set you up on a package that's usually about double this cost for a reason. My plan is to make it so that you have all your eggs in multiple baskets but under one roof, right?
Right.
So that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around that you got to keep track of. We just come your centralized hub for everything. And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do ask that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract, and it's paid out 1 month at a time. It says your first month's payment is non-refundable for the initial term and account setup due to the discounts that I've provided. It will be charged today, October 6th of 2022, in the discounted amount of $299. That's for the Platinum package. I've waived all setup fees. It says when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day, but you'll keep the $299 pricing structure. That won't go up on your change. So you've got that discount indefinitely. So even if you decide to come back, it's not going to go up. The only way the price will ever go up is if me and you have a conversation where you say, hey, I want you guys to take over my Google Ads account, and we'll do some Google Ads to cover outside of that 50-mile radius, but that's a conversation for the future. Okay, right now we're just showing and proving. So stays $299. Okay. Now it does say you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. All that we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. There's no cancellation fee or penalty.
So who canceled to open the spot for me?
So there's certain things that are DND, which is do not disclose. So especially we're on a recorded voice verification. So if I say that,
gotcha.
I could get in a lot of trouble. But I could text it or email it to you later on. If you really want to know, but it's CLC, if that rings a bell.
Okay.
And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So when your payment clears, I'm going to process it. You're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message, loaded with information about what to expect as a new client. Also is going to have a username and password for a tracking system. That way we could show you specifically what's coming from our services. Okay? So that's pretty important. If you're not very tech savvy, it's okay. We have a 24/7 customer service department that can sit you down and go through that so you could tangibly see everything, okay? Still with me, guy?
I am.
Okay. Sorry, the line go dead there for a second. But you're going to get a text. The text will say, Guy, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. So you're actually going to have in black and white in this text and in your email everything that we're doing for you, okay? Not just that Google Places placement, but the Facebook ad, Yelp, Yellow Pages, everything's in black and white right there. So you know everything we're doing as opposed to what's going on with your Google ad. Now, I would be flattered if a month or two from now, I know things are going to go well, but if you go, hey, let's do the Google ad, I'll still be able to save you a lot of money. I imagine that $1,200 is going to be excessive, even for a 100-mile radius. I think they're overcharging you for that. I think there's probably about $400 or $500 of that that's just going to the company as a hosting fee that we could adjust, right? So the lower your overhead, the better your chances are of becoming a successful long-term company, and that's something that we'll obviously monitor and we'll have some future sit-down conversations about, okay? All right, but that concludes our initial setup process. So obviously I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I appreciate you giving me 1% of your trust. I'm looking forward to earning the other 99% from you. As I mentioned earlier, communication is everything. So any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in. Enjoy the rest of your work day, and then we'll circle back with you between 10 and 11 tomorrow morning for that client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right, guy. You drive safe. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.